You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
There's no denying that Emergency Management Minister's Kitty Allen's cancer diagnosis shone a light on women's health, and especially on cervical cancer, which is up to 93% preventable. Testing for the virus, the HPV virus that causes it, could be detected earlier through swabs or even prevented by a vaccine. But it is not just up to women in order to prevent it, because as I found out with Dr. Biff Lawton, who is the founder of director of Te Tātai Hauroa Ohine, or the Centre for Women's Health Research at Victoria University, it turns out men can also help prevent this.
I kind of want to start by talking, especially for men like me or some of our listeners who don't have a cervix and don't know how the process goes. What is a traditional smear test?
It's a very good question. We haven't done a traditional smear test in New Zealand for a while. What we're doing at the moment is looking at the cells to look for abnormalities. So when you look at it, I think we should go back to the beginning. Cervical changes and cervical cancer. Cervical cancer is caused by a virus. But what is really positive about this is that it's one of the few cancers that we can prevent. We can get to it before it becomes cancer and treat it so you don't end up with cancer. And to do that, we have to do screening, or we have to prevent it with vaccination. So for women now who haven't been vaccinated, which is a large amount of women, they have the most women over the maybe about 25, and those who haven't been vaccinated, they have to have regular screening. And at the moment in New Zealand, we are screening by taking a sample from the cervix, which is where you get it, which is the entrance to the womb, which you get the cancer, and that is looked at in the laboratory to see if the cells are abnormal. So what we now know is that to look at the abnormal and find the abnormal cells, we now know that the new technology tells us that looking for the virus is the most effective test. So we now want to switch to looking for the virus. In New Zealand, we are using the substandard test of looking at the cells. So, and then that's really important. So we need a change to a gold standard so that we can prevent more cancers. And what is really, again, fortunate on top of this, there is new technology that says that we can actually empower a woman to do their own test. And I think that's pretty exciting. I mean, so I don't think men can do their own prostate test, not that we're comparing across men and women, but this is a test that we can do, and we can find out if there's an abnormality, and then we can prevent cancer. In fact, we can prevent 15% more cancers by using this new technology of the HPV test. It's pretty exciting.
It is exciting, but what's the biggest difference, in your opinion, between the new self-swabbing and the traditional test?
Firstly, it uses looking for the virus. So it's a better, more effective test. It will pick up more precancers and more cancers. So slam dunk, this is a new technology, it's gold standard. Two, we can give this, either the clinician can do it. The clinician can do the test if women don't feel like having an HPV test themselves. They can do an HPV test with their clinician. They can't do that now because we're using old technology with looking at the cells. So there's two things involved here. We need to switch to the new technology of looking for the virus, and we can do that either with the clinician or with the woman doing it themselves. And I think you'll find the majority of women, and I think you should go and ask your workmates, would prefer to do a non-intrusive swab than to have a cervical smear.
Right. And while we are off air, you told me about there's a system failure that led to women don't want to get tested. What do you mean by this?
I think that the system failure is that the program does not reach everybody. Now, if you want to have a screening program, it's got to be able to be effective, use the best technology, and be readily accessible by people. And for a number of reasons, particularly Māori and Pacific, find it very difficult. And culturally, yes, it's the area down below the waist is tapu, and therefore they find it quite difficult. And also, Pākehā do too. But on top of that, there are access issues, which we think are system issues. Being able to have a culturally sensitive approach, use new technology. There are issues about transport, costs. There are a number of issues, previous problems with having had a smear that are barriers for women testing. And so we need to be a little bit more adaptable when we have these programs, because the programs are for the woman, for the wahine. So therefore, they should use the best cost-effective technology. And at present, our program does not do that.
Do you reckon the new self-swabbing test will be more respectful to Te Ao Māori?
Definitely. Correct, aye.
The government said they are now looking into funding for HPV self-tests. What do you think of this?
Well, I would like to see the colour of their money. We've been talking about this for years. We want it to happen, they need to push the button and get started.
And what needs to be done apart from this, from the government on more funding more checks, what about the treatment? Do you think there is enough in this country for now?
That is all part of the program. And the Ministry of Health has done extensive work on how the program will run. And that also applies to treatment. And what it means is that when we put the first round of HPV testing, we will pick up more abnormalities that haven't been picked up. And there will also be some women who will have a positive HPV test but won't have an abnormality. And this will be mainly in that first round of testing. And we really got to switch to this new test because we're missing cancers, and we need to resource it adequately. And that's why we need that money. We need the government to say, yes, put the right money there, and I think the program will make it happen, because it's all been worked out at the moment. So there's extensive work already been done on this. It's waiting for funding.
Right. What about men? Because I read in some articles recently that men could also be responsible for transmitting HPV.
Well, HPV is around everywhere. And if you're sexually active, you know, you're 80% chance you've got to become positive in the first 2 years. And what happens is you normally clear it all by yourself. And for some reason, some people don't clear it. And those are the people who have chronic infections that can lead on to changes and down the track can lead on to abnormalities and possibly cancer. So, yes, men can have HPV, have the virus on their penis, and it can work both ways. It's just a virus that's like everywhere. And men can get problems with the virus as well.
Right. But is there any way, but do you reckon that men should also take the HPV vaccine or do regular checks like women?
It's a very good question. There's no evidence that men should have regular checks because we don't really know which woman coming in contact with that virus, which they might do at various times in their life, are going to clear it or not. So they shouldn't be having regular checks. What was the other part of the question, sorry?
Oh, do you think men also need to take the HPV vaccine?
Yes, they do. All boys and girls should be taking the option of having the vaccine. It's a vaccine that has been proven to reduce cervical cancer, and it will also, I'm sure in time, prove to have reduced cancers of the throat and cancers, anal cancer. And penile cancer for some men can be caused by this. So there's a tremendous advantage for young boys at school to take up the vaccine that they're offered, yes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.